Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. The coming day. The coming day. Now, Christ is in the last Passover, and he's introduced the concept of the new covenant. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, the place, of course, where the disasters, seeming disasters of the cross, are beginning to open up. The coming day. You see, even here, as they're celebrating the Passover, he's taking the disciples into the new covenant, and already he's pointing to the coming day. The new day, the new drinking in the kingdom. What's he talking about? He's surely talking about his return and that public, eternal setting up of his glorious kingdom. Here it is now. The kingdom is there. The king is among them. And Christ is king today, but one day soon, the heavens will split and Christ will come and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord in that new day. It is here now, but it's not yet here. We're waiting for the return of Christ and that eternal day. The major hope for the believer in the New Testament is not the intermediate state, the state of the blessed dead. No, the blessed state of the dead. No. It's the eternal glory of Christ in his coming. And at the Passover here, as he comes into the new covenant and establishes it, this is all brought out. It's still the fruit of the vine. It's not his actual blood. I think it's figurative here. I will drink it anew in the kingdom. When the kingdom of God is set up in this glorious eternal day. New anew. You see the emphasis again on the newness of the covenant. Remember the new wineskins, the new wine and the new wineskins. You can't patch up the old. Those who amalgamate these two covenants miss all this. The old had its purpose, Galatians chapter 3. But now the until has come and Christ has come and the new kingdom, the new covenant is here. But at the very center of this covenant, and even in the new, the eternal theme, will still be the blood, will still be the sacrifice. The blood will still be the central theme in eternity. They sang a hymn. I'm sure it was a psalm of praise of some form. But what will the singing be in that day? Let Thomas Kelly, perhaps, give us a glimpse of it. Just is a poetic glimpse of it. Hark, 10,000 harps and voices sound the note of praise above. Jesus reigns, and heaven rejoices. Jesus reigns, the God of love. Lo, he sits on yonder throne. Jesus rules the world alone. Come, ye saints, unite your praises with the angels round his throne. Soon we hope our Lord will raise us to the place where he is gone. Meet it is that we should sing, glory, glory to our King. Sing how Jesus came from heaven, how he bore the cross below. You see, this is the theme. How all power to him is given, how he reigns in glory now. 'Tis a great and endless theme, endless, you see, for eternity. Oh, 'tis sweet to sing of him. King of glory, reign forever, thine an everlasting crown. Nothing from thy love shall sever those whom thou hast made thine own. Happy objects of thy grace, destined to behold thy face. Saviour, hasten thine appearing, bring, oh, bring the glorious day, when the awful summons sounding, when the awful summons hearing, heaven and earth shall pass away, then with golden harps we'll sing, glory, glory to our King. It will be ever new, brother and sister. And it will be ever on the cross and Christ and our redemption by the blood of the Lamb. That's be our theme. We shall rejoice that he has made us kings and priests unto his God through the shedding of his blood. Unto you believe he is precious, precious in his blood, precious in his kingship. Oh, let us rejoice in him. And any unbeliever listening to these words, oh, that you would learn to rejoice in the Savior by trusting him now. He alone can save you from your sins, but he can and he will. Trust him. Trust him only.